Thank you for tuning into Soldiers of the Light Ministries, Life's Lessons in Christ podcast with your host, Pastor Joe. Each episode will include a conversation style recording where Joe will include a realistic theological perspective to having a close desire and growing closer in allegiance to Jesus Christ and how he contributes his understanding of the Christian life of the world we live in today. Please keep in mind that the audio quality may vary since these podcasts are recorded on multiple devices. The Life's Lessons in Christ episodes are brought to you by Soldiers of the Light Ministries Productions Incorporated. Don't forget to subscribe and thanks again for tuning in.
Hello, and good evening, and welcome to a new episode and a new season from Soldiers of the Light Ministries, Life's Lessons in Christ. It is good to be in the house among the living, as they say. God bless you. Good to see you. All right, tonight, or I should say today, we're going to talk about the problem of the tongue. Yeah, I said it. The problem, that thing that's in our mouths that can control our sense of taste, and yet in the same token it can speak either life or blessings, or blessings and curses, as they say. I'm going to be coming tonight, or today I should say, again from James chapter 3 verses 1 through 12, the New Century Version, and it reads, it says this: My brothers and sisters, this is James, my brothers and sisters, not many of you should become teachers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. We all make many mistakes. If people never said anything wrong, they would be perfect and able to control their entire selves too. When we put bits into the mouth of horses and to make them obey us, we can control their whole bodies. Also, a ship is very big and it is pushed by strong winds, but a very small rudder controls that big ship, making it go wherever the pilot or the captain wants. It is the same with the tongue. It is a small part of the body, but it brags about great things. A big forest fire can be started with only a little flame. And that tongue is like a fire. It is a whole world of evil among the parts of our bodies. The tongue spreads its evil through the whole body. The tongue is set on fire by hell, and it starts a fire that influences all life. People can tame every kind of wild animal, bird, reptile, and fish, and they have tamed them, but no one can tame the tongue. It is wild and evil and full of deadly poisons. We use our tongues to praise our Lord and Father, but then we curse people whom God made like himself. Praise and curses come from the same mouth. My brothers and sisters, this should not happen. Do good and bad water flow from the same spring? My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree make olives, or can a grapevine make figs? No! Listen. May the Lord bless the reading of that word. Now listen, you know, when you go back and you read out of the King James Version, the same text, right? Verse 10, where it says, out of the same mouth proceed blessing and curses, cursing. My brother, these things ought not to be so. Man, I tell you, tonight we're going to talk about the problem of the tongue. You know, when you visit your doctor for a checkup, right, he immediately does two things. First, he takes your pulse. And then second, he says, may I see your tongue? Right? The doctor can tell certain things about your health just by looking at your tongue. You know, this is an important analogy of the Christian life. Christ says to you today, may I see your tongue? And listen, by examining your tongue, Christ can tell what is in your heart. He can detect the conditions of your spiritual health. George Duncan points out that there is a maturity the tongue reveals, a ministry that the tongue fulfills, and a mastery that the tongue demands. Now, there is a maturity the tongue reveals. The scripture says, if any man offend you not in word, the same is perfect, is a perfect mature man. Now, but we know that the tongue does not always reveal such maturity, don't we? Now, the reason is that there is a failure that involves the tongue. And what I mean by that, often we are concerned that we may say the wrong thing, yet there are times when our concern should be that we say sometimes nothing at all. What's that old saying of loose lips sink ships? Well, listen, think about this for a second. After Christ resurrected Lazarus from the dead, Lazarus had life but no liberty. He was still bound, head and foot, with grave clothes, and his face, right, was bound with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Now, many Christians are in the same condition. They have life, but no liberty. Their mouths are bound. Now listen, a function that requires a tongue. You know, the writers in Acts chapter 1, verse 8 spells out the function. It says, ye shall be witnesses unto me. Now, when our tongue becomes involved in the function, we have gained the maturity and the tongue, right? That we gain the maturity that the tongue reveals. Now, listen, there's a ministry that the tongue fulfills. Now, the four metaphors mentioned in James chapter 3, verses 3 through 8, one was bits and rudder, fire and poison, which dramatized this ministry. The ministry of the direction is seen in the same chapter, bits and rudder. Both a bit, right, a bit in a horse's mouth and a rudder on a ship are used to direct. And listen, yet both are small compared to what they direct. We are inclined to think that words are so small and insignificant that they really are not important. You know, advertisers, atheists, and radical student groups do not suffer from the delusion that words are not important. They know that destinies of nations can be determined by words. Your words are your Christian testimony, which are needed to give a proper direction to society, as the small rudder is need to give direction to the huge ship. Think about that. Think about this. A rudderless ship out in the ocean, that a ship that has no rudder is deadly, because a lot of things could happen. Now, destruction is spoken in James, you know, in that same chapter, verses 5 through 8, where he talks about fire and poison. Both are destructive, but there usually is a difference. All right. For example, fire can be accidental. Poison is deliberately administered in secret. Now, fire symbolizes word spoken in a fit of anger or an unguarded moment. Now, the offender did not intend to hurt or destroy, but did nevertheless. Poison illustrates that bit of gossip that we all are used to, that caustic remark, that clever incarnation, or even discrimination. Now, there is a mastery that the tongue demands. When you look at verses 9 through 12 in the same chapter of James chapter 3. Now, you should be, you and I, in today's world, you should be the master of your tongue. But all too often, when we fail to gain the mastery of our tongue, there is an inconsistency that in life is sometimes disappointing. A fountain should offer refreshment, but yet it does not. And a fig tree should offer food, but it has none. Here is an inconsistency that to some of us is disappointing. Now, others expect you and I to speak up for Christ, but there are some out there who may say not one word. They did not dream you would laugh, but you roared the loudest. Think about that. An impossibility that is demanding, right? The scripture says in verse 8, but the tongue can no man tame. This verse now suggests that we cannot help ourselves. We are suffering from an incurable disease. The point is that no person can tame the tongue. But check this out. Check this out. Ding, 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 ding. Christ can. Jesus Christ can tame it. As we die to self and let Christ live in and through us, the impossible will be accomplished by him. Now listen, let me bring this to a close. Do you have a life but no liberty? Are you well? Well, Christ says to each of us today, let me look at your tongue. Wow. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now. Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you, Father God, that we ask, Lord God, that you would help us. Help us, Lord, to speak life and blessings and not curses or destructions or even gossiping. Father God, I pray, Father God, that you would help us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord God, in those times that we may have fallen short. Forgive us, Lord, for not following your statutes and speaking life. Help us, Lord God, to speak blessings to our neighbors. Help us, Lord God, to speak blessings to those on our jobs. Help us to speak blessings and life to those, Lord God, who may cut us off in traffic. And they're the ones that are filled, or we sometimes are even filled with a sense of road rage. Help us, Lord. Lord, may the meditation be the meditation of our heart. And Lord God, be the doors to our lips. Bless us, Lord. I pray a hedge of protection around my friends and my family. We thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for removing Joe so that the power of your Holy Spirit could have its way. In Jesus' name, we pray. And we all say, amen, amen, and amen again. Listen, God bless you. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me on a new episode from Soldiers of the Light's Ministries, Life's Lessons in Christ. God bless you, and by the grace and mercies of God, I'll see you next time.